From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. It's been 2 weeks, and there's still no end in sight for a dispute that has blacked out CBS TV stations on Time Warner Cable. They're fighting over how much Time Warner should pay to carry local CBS stations, and now it looks like the two sides could be going at it until the start of the NFL season, which means Time Warner Cable subscribers might not be able to watch some of their favorite teams play. But the dispute is good news for a startup company that's giving customers a new way to watch local stations without cable. And before you say, yeah, it's called an antenna, duh. Yes, but there is more to it than that. Reporter Kurt Nickisch from Here and Now contributor station WBUR has been following this and joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Meghna.
So what's this new alternative to cable?
Yeah, so the company's called Aereo, and when you use it, you're basically renting an antenna from them and using the internet as your cord. You know, local broadcast stations, they broadcast. They send their HD signals over the air for free, and Aereo basically sets up thousands of tiny antennas, and the company streams the TV signal coming through that antenna to your computer, to your TV, through something like a Roku box, to your iPhone. And it's not just live streaming, it's also an online DVR. They have servers there right next to the antennas that will record it, and you can watch stuff later. So you can watch that football game and just kind of skip through and miss all the commercials later.
And Aereo charges you for this service, though.
Yeah, $8 a month for 20 hours of online storage is the basic tier.
Okay, but just to be clear, because they're grabbing signals over the air, we're not talking about Aereo replacing cable stations like HBO, ESPN, or CNN.
Yeah, yeah. So it's basically the local over-the-air stations like ABC, Fox, PBS. It's what a lot of cable companies actually sell as basic cable, often for more than $8 a month.
Okay, so where across the United States can you get Aereo?
Right now, they're New York City, Boston, and Atlanta, but they're expanding as fast as they can set up these little antenna farms across the country. All of Utah will get Aereo on Monday. Miami, Dallas, and Houston are slated for next month, and they've got like another dozen markets planned for the coming weeks after that.
Okay, I can imagine that some of these content providers, these networks, aren't too happy about it. In fact, they've sued Aereo in several states.
Yeah, they're basically accusing Aereo of being a freeloader, saying it's rebroadcasting their shows without permission, and they're mad because they get money from cable companies to carry local TV because a lot of local subscribers want that local news and they want Aereo to pay too. But the company says it's just doing for people what they can already do themselves, set up an antenna and a DVR.
Except they are still charging them $8 a month to do it.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't do it because it's a pain or you maybe don't get all the signals, it doesn't do well, and it's so instantaneous and easy to use.
Well, we should note that Aereo has won one of the cases against it in New York State. There are still others pending. But Kurt, assuming that Aereo gets to keep doing what it's doing beyond these lawsuits, where does this take television in the next 5 years or so?
No one really knows for sure, but here's what everyone, including cable companies, are really afraid of. They've seen how music used to be sold by the album, but now you can just buy the song. They've seen how people used to subscribe to the newspaper with all these sections that they didn't read, but now they can just read the articles that they want. And they're afraid that they're going to lose the bundle too. Aereo, for instance, has added Bloomberg TV, which has had a hard time getting on a lot of cable stations because they have to pay. And so you could actually see a scenario where Aereo becomes the next cable. Now, they say they don't want to do that. They're not trying to recreate a bad system, but, you know, it's anyone's guess.
Kurt Nickisch covers business and technology for our home station, WBUR. Kurt, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.